This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
God is love. All who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Guys, today we're speaking about my Lord. We're speaking about Daddy, you know. Guys, you know, we all know that Daddy is love. We all know that Jesus is love. In fact, there is a song by Lionel Rich, you know, he did it for me. You know, he says Jesus is love. He did it for me, you know. But while we are speaking about him being love, we also want to find out if just because he is love, does it mean that he loves us unconditionally? Guys, that is a very good question. A very good question. You know, because we tend to overlook what they say. We tend to use emotions because we assume that since they are love, therefore they take any rubbish from us. I don't know, guys, whether we human beings, we are puffed up or we overestimate our importance. I don't know. Human beings, guys, are important. Just not that important. I want us to make that clear. We are important, just not that important. Why am I saying that? It says that for God so loved the world that he brought Jesus. Do you understand? The mere fact that he asked a son who never did anything wrong to come and die for us. Remember, Daddy was compelled, guys, by love for him to send Jesus here to die like that, to suffer like that for us. It's because Daddy loves us so much. You understand? It's because he loves us so much. I want you to get that. So we know that we are important, but we are not that important. That you should know. Why am I saying that? It's because, you see, guys, he has his limit. You don't treat him anyhow and say, oh, his love. You know, people think that God can never create hell because he loves us so much. So when you read the word and it says that there is hell, we are not believing it. Why? Because he loves us so much. That's where you're wrong. Guys, let me be frank. That's where you are wrong. I want you to know that. You know, guys, I've received so much love from that man. In fact, from those two dudes. You understand? Sometimes they say things that I laugh, you know, I laugh about, you know. You know, there are so much loving. But believe me when I tell you, if I disobey Jesus right now, because I already know so much, I know so much, you know, I know the truth. You know, I read this word. You see, guys, if there's one book, I read a lot. If there's one book that I love so much, is the book of the kingdom of heaven. Why? It's my future. Guys, that book is my future. My life, guys, cannot start on this side. Why? I'm busy with his kingdom. I'm busy obeying his commands. I'm busy fighting temptations. While people are busy entertaining temptations, I'm fighting them, which means that I cannot enjoy life on this side. Guys, I can't. Because my future is on that other side. My future, my tomorrow is on that other side of town. You understand? Therefore, I cannot enjoy because I'm busy with his kingdom. Because it says only he who does my will enter my kingdom. Guess what? I want to enter that kingdom. Guess what, guys? I want to enter that kingdom. That's why I stick to the truth. Because I believe that the people who continue listening to this show are people who want the truth. And people who want to enter that kingdom. You understand? We are not talking about church's beliefs here. We are not debating, guys, about church's beliefs here. But we are talking about his word. We go straight to his word, particularly the New Testament, because Daddy speaks to Jesus nowadays. You understand? Or through Jesus nowadays. That's the best way I can put it. You understand? While in time past, he spoke through the prophets to the physical Israelites only because they had access to him through the covenant. But we now have the access through Jesus. There's no other covenant, only through Jesus. So if you think you're dealing with him outside of Jesus, oh well, what a pity, what a pity. You know, your stubbornness will land you straight, will give you a ticket straight to hell. Well, it's your business. We give you information, what you do about it, that is your prerogative. You understand? So here, guys, we speak so much about his love. In fact, I've never spoken so much about love, but I usually speak about how much love I've received from them. Ah, guys, it's because when you deal with them, you deal with love. That's what I've realized. But guys, if I disobey them after knowing so much, you know, after getting the truth, and Jesus stands in front of me, and on the other side, there is an anaconda. Believe me when I tell you, you guys, believe me when I tell you, I'll run away from Jesus and run towards the anaconda. Believe me. Why? You see, guys, when you know the truth, Jesus really, really does deny you. Do you wonder why I focus so much on preaching against sin? Ah, guys, that man doesn't tolerate sin. He denies you. I don't know how many people who go to church have been denied by him. I don't know how many pastors who've opened churches have been denied by him. So I know what I'm talking about. That is what I'm scared of. You know, most of us human beings, we've got fears. Guys, ask me my fears and I'll tell you. My fear is to lose Jesus. That's my fear. That day I lose him, I'll have to commit suicide. People think that Judas, when he committed suicide, he was a fool. Oh, Judas was a fool by committing suicide. Jesus had told him, you will wish you were never born. He says, woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. He will wish he was never born. You understand? Jesus would not have forgiven Judas because Judas knew. So people tend to think that, oh, we can just treat him anyhow and do anyhow and go on having sex with our sexual partners and still go to church. Worship who? Come to me, I'll teach you the word. If you don't know it, come to me, I'll teach you the word. I'm here just for that. You understand? He has denied many people. I don't know if there are people who go to church who are still spiritually alive. Why? They knew the word. They got saved. They accepted his blood. But after that, they continued in sin. They never stopped. They never stopped. Guess what? Jesus denied them. Denied them. Plainly. Because they did not know when they had Jesus. Because if they had known when they still had him, they would have kept him. They would have done anything to keep him. But because they didn't know, they continued in sin and lost him. They did not know when they were losing him. Guys, I deal with that man directly. One day I'll explain things to you and tell you things. I deal with that man directly. Should I disobey him? Because I know a lot of things. I read his word, guys. I know it like crazy. Not that I'm good, but I know law. Oh, guys, I know law. You understand? And because of that, should I continue in sin? He will deny me plainly. That's what scares me. That is my fear. If you want to know what Nini fears, that is what I fear, losing Jesus. I can't, guys, because I won't only lose Jesus, I'll also go to hell. I ain't going there. Ah, guys. Ah, guys, I ain't going there. You know what I mean? So it's things like that. You know, so here we want to speak about, you know, the fact that God is love. But does it mean that he loves us unconditionally? That's the question. The answer is no. The answer is no. You see, guys, if Jesus says that I obey my Father, I live because I obey his commands, that should tell you something. That speaks volume. If Jesus, guys, Jesus is a son. He's a God, though. But a son, nevertheless, I want you to get that. He's a God, but a son, nevertheless. A son who's never wronged him. And a son who's always been on his side. We have had a chance to wrong him. I have had a chance to wrong him because of Adam. And you too. Jesus never. But Jesus says, I live because I obey his commands. And who are you to think that you can just do anyhow and you'll be forgiven? Guys, do you seriously think that Paul, James, John, Peter, Matthew, Nathaniel, all those guys will obey him and stop doing things so that they will make it to heaven? And you continue having sex with your sexual partner outside marriage. You continue loving money. You continue loving the things of the world. You continue doing your own things and you'll also enter heaven. You're joking. You guys, you're a comedian. You really are a comedian. That's what I want to speak about here. You say, guys, daddy is love. Ah, guys, Leon and Rich did it for me in that song. You understand? It says, Jesus is love. He did it for me. Oh, I love that song. You know, because it's true. It's true. You know, but people are confusing this. They do whatever they want to do. Oh, he's going to forgive me. You haven't read the word. Come to me. I'll teach you. He says, once you know the truth and you continue in sin, meaning you continue doing that which you shouldn't do, he doesn't forgive and he doesn't, believe me. He says, children do not sin. If they, guys, he says, children do not sin. But if you do sin, there is blood. Who is a child? One who sins in ignorance, not on purpose. You know you shouldn't be doing that. You're doing it. Oh, okay. You're scared of your parents. You're scared of your friends. They're going to laugh at you. And you think you're going to take advantage of Jesus. Well, you messed with the wrong guy. That's not a guy you want to mess with. That's not a guy, guys, you want to mess with. You understand? So here, I wanted to speak about that fact because, guys, people think that love is unconditional. Unfortunately, guys, love is conditional. Love is conditional. You see, guys, Jesus is love. That's just who he is. It is nature. You know, guys, all of us here on earth, we've got our different natures. I've got my own personality, you know. And when you get closer to Nini, you certain get certain things. I mean, you get certain things from her because of who he is. Of who she is. And if you hurt me, I get rid of you. Meaning, you are no longer going to receive what you've been receiving, yet Nini has not changed. You understand? You've got parents, and you love them, and you obey them. You get certain things from them. You understand? So when you continue disobeying them and doing things, and when they reach that limit, they give up on you. You understand? They leave you. They have not changed, but you have lost something. You are not going to get whatever you were getting from them. You understand? Because they've kicked you out of their lives. You understand? So it doesn't mean that just because you are doing a wrong thing, this person has changed. But it means that you are no longer going to receive it because you are no longer in them or with them. You understand? So it says Jesus is love. Getting back to my Lord and daddy now. It says Jesus is love, meaning this is who they are. Guys, this is who they are. I want you to get that. Daddy and Jesus, they are both God and Lord. So they are love. It's their nature. It's who they are. They can't change from that. They may hate, but they are not haters. But they are love. I want you to hear that. So human beings, guys, take Adam for instance. Adam was given birth by love, Jesus. But when Adam died spiritually, he was uprooted. He disconnected from Jesus and he partook of Satan's nature and died spiritually. Meaning he couldn't get what he was receiving before from Jesus because they were disconnected. They didn't know each other. In other words, Jesus denied him. You understand? So he couldn't receive what he was receiving from Jesus. I want you to get that. That's what it means. Because when you die spiritually, it says that God is a God of the living, not of the dead. Jesus says that if you continue in sin, he will deny you plainly. People will say, but I prophesied, I healed, I performed miracles. And Jesus will plainly say, I don't know you. You practice lawlessness. What is lawlessness? You did not obey his commands. You continued in sin, even though you're going to church. So let's say, for example, you're going to church today, it's Sunday, and then in the middle of the night, you pass on, you die physically, and you stand in front of him. Jesus will say, I don't know you. And you'll be like, how come you say you don't know me? I was in church today. Jesus will be like, you are not obeying me. You may have been in church. Even where churches are preaching their own, guys, churches are mixing their own beliefs with the word of God. You understand? And if you are continuing loving money, loving the things of the world, you read the word by yourself. Guys, we are a generation that is educated, graduate, so we can read the word ourselves. If a pastor says that God will bless you with riches, you read the word, he says, do not love money. And you take what your pastor is saying, do you seriously think that Jesus will put you in his kingdom? That is a joke. He says, if a person follows a blind person, both will fall into a ditch, meaning you also go to hell with your pastor. You understand? That's why I don't listen to pastors. I read the word. I realized they were fooling me. I read the word. They were busy preaching good things that sounded nice to me, good for my flesh. it was just taking me straight to hell. You understand? So we stick to the word. You understand? So you die spiritually when you continue in sin, but they will remain love because this is who they are. This is what they are. They are love. That just can't change. It's who they are. They will continue loving those who are still spiritually alive, but you would have lost it. Guys, let's continue in the next.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the kingdom of heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.